Clapton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.
Tap. Ballet. Street. Jazz. And more. Welcome to the Linton Academy. Having recently moved location to their brand new studios in Harrogate on Grove Park Terrace, just off Skipton Road, tonight we're talking about BTECs in dance. I went to talk to Lynn Croom, who is the principal of Linton Academy, about the number of young people she comes across who want to further their career in dance, but due to other circumstances, don't ever get there.
Yes, it's something that we've seen over the years, especially with the pressures of academics at school these days. And of course, parents want their kids to do the best that they can in school and get the best A-level qualifications. But over the years, we've seen, obviously, our good dancers who want to do something with dance, they've struggled because they've had those pressures from school. They've missed out on their dance classes. They've had to spend more time doing their schoolwork, or they opt to do things like performing arts A-level or whatever at school, which means then they're taking time out in the evenings to do extra rehearsals there. And it has affected their technique. And unfortunately, when they've then gone on to audition for full-time vocational dance courses or degree courses in dance, they haven't really had the level of technique required to achieve the places. So we wanted to run a BTEC course in performing arts dance for a long time, and the one that we've now got is a level 3, which is equivalent to 3 A-levels. We do the extended diploma. So they're getting their academic qualifications, but at the same time, they're doing 2 years full-time dance course. And that means that the technique is improving over those 2 years. And over the 5 years that we've run the course, every single student has achieved places in degree courses or vocational schools, and they've all gone on to do what they wanted to do.
That's a very impressive statistic, that, isn't it? 100%.
100% is really good. So the course works. It does what it says on the tin.
And I'm sure this is a big, broad question, but what kind of dance are we talking about?
Oh, a whole variety. On the BTEC course, we do ballet, jazz, contemporary dance, tap, different styles of jazz, actually, urban, street, and then, of course, there's all the... There are academic units. They have to obviously do academic units for it to be a level 3 and equivalent to A-levels. But everything is related to dance, so, of course, the interest is already completely different. You know, it's something that they want to do. They can see where it's going to lead, and it makes more sense. The engagement is completely different to, you know, doing history at school.
Well, should we go and meet some of these people who are about to or are already in the middle of BTECs here at Linton Academy?
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Maggie Pearson and I come from Ilkley.
I'm Emily Sinker and I come from Leeds.
Hi, I'm Maisie Hall and I come from Harrogate.
I'm Jessica Mullaney and I come from Leeds.
Maggie, Emily, Maisie and Jessica have been doing their BTECs for the last 2 years, meaning they're just about to finish their time with Lynn and the team. So how did they decide they were going to do it in the first place, and what are they going on to do next?
I knew in school and all my life I wanted to do dance, and I didn't have any experience in like the technical side of ballet or tap, and doing this course, it's given me the confidence and it's developed me to be a dancer. And you kind of find your strengths and weaknesses of what you really want to do, and the commercial dance space is what I wanted to do, and that's where I'm going at Manchester Shock Art Arts. That's based commercial dance, and that's where I'm going next year.
I'm going to London Studio Centre to do a degree in theatre dance, and then I'll specialise in jazz dance. I think it's where my strengths lie, and I enjoy it the most out of all the genres.
Before you came to do your BTEC, what was school like? What school did you go to, and how was that going for you?
Yeah, I went to Boston Spa School, and I got like good grades in GCSE. I got A's. But I decided to do this course because it's very practical, and I felt it would develop me best.
And what are you going on to do now?
I'm going to Trinity Laban in London to do a 3-year degree in contemporary dance.
I'm going to London Studio Centre to do a degree in theatre dance, majoring in contemporary dance. I wanted to go to Erdang for the past few years, but I did a summer school and it wasn't for me, so I changed my mind and went somewhere else.
Whilst I was at Linton Academy, I also met 4 girls who are halfway through their BTECs.
Hi, I'm Louise and I'm from Bolton Abbey.
Hi, I'm Emily and I'm from Ripon.
Hi, I'm Erin Liz and I'm from Ripon.
Hi, I'm V and I'm from Bradford.
Laugh at their meanies.
It's not what I expected, but it's better. Like, we just enjoy what we do and enjoy like being around each other, really.
Do you get on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what type of dance do you all do?
Yeah, we have classes in jazz, tap, contemporary and ballet.
Have you got a favourite?
Contemporary.
Yeah? Well, you got a favourite?
Yeah, jazz or street.
And what are you thinking you want to go on? So in 1 year's time, you'll have swapped places with these four girls and you'll be at the end of your two-year BTEC. What's the plan and what do you think you want to go and do?
I'd like to go into doing a musical theatre, so like hopefully end up being like on stage, and I'd like to have that as a job.
Yeah. And what about all three of you when it came to telling your parents that you wanted to go and do a BTEC in dance rather than go and do college or A-levels at sixth form?
My mum was well up for it because she knew that I wouldn't go and do sixth form. She'd known from a young age because I'd grown up from dancing at two. So she was well and truly behind. My dad was a little bit iffy about it. But when I auditioned, he was like, yeah, it's fine.
My first plan was to go and audition for like what they're doing now at 16. But I changed my mind when I found this because I thought I'd be more prepared to like leave home at 18. And I think my parents were happy that I wasn't going to leave home at 16. So they were happy I found somewhere else.
All of these girls did a two-year BTEC course with Linton Academy, but even just 1 year can make a difference when it comes to getting through auditions in the dance world, as Jessica explains.
So as well as the two-year course, we've got a one-year course. One of the girls last year auditioned at Royal Conservatoire in Scotland and did a degree in ballet. She's there now. And the year before, she didn't get in, so she came to BTEC for 1 year to improve her technique and then re-audition.
So do you think it makes a difference then having that one extra year of technique practicing and getting those hours under the belt?
Yeah, it definitely improves your technique because you're dancing full time. Whereas like when you're at school, obviously you're doing GCSEs, you can't dance full time as well. So.
Before you did the BTEC, did you sometimes see children or young adults who you thought you could have been fantastic, and because of time constraints and pressures from other parts of life, they didn't do it?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, a lot of students who really have wanted to go on and dance, and they've told their parents they've wanted to do this. I think sometimes parents think dance is a very narrow career path, and in fact, these days, it's huge. There are so many different options that people can take. You know, I think at one time you would think either you're a dancer or you're a teacher. And that was it. But nowadays, the performing arts industry itself is just massive.
Lynn, if people want to come and talk to you about potentially doing a BTEC like this, or coming to just have a look at Linton Academy and what it offers, where can they get in touch and talk to you?
The best way really is to have a look for our website. It's lintonacademy.org, and the contact details are all on there, the phone number and my email address is there too.
Fantastic, Lynn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Linton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.